so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
This is the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on just flat out a hot Tuesday in Nashville, Tennessee. How hot? I'm not sure. Give me just a couple of seconds here to check this out. Our temperature at the moment is 88 degrees. 93 tomorrow, 93 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday. So exactly what you would expect for a 4th of July weekend. This will be our final show 4th of July wise, so let's sort of let everybody know right off the bat what's happening there, and say happy 4th of July to all of you. Stay safe. Have fun. Just figure it out, whatever it may be. Is Pogu joining us? Yeah. Let's get... Oh, he hung up on us?
He wanted you to know that you said it was Tuesday and that it's Thursday.
It feels like Tuesday.
He was very adamant that he wanted to say...
Tuesday?
He very adamant he wanted to say that he loves you and he loves me and that it's Thursday.
Right, it's Thursday. Okay. Tell him to call back. Pogu, if you're out there, call back. You know the number. Let's put you on the air and see if we can make a fool out of you.
He wants to try to join the primetime audience, you know?
Yeah. Terry, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, George?
Good. We got a lot of news that we're going to cover here in just a few moments. Let me check in real quickly west of town with Jack Gentry. Jack, how are you?
Hey, George. I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I do need to pass this on at the beginning, because some of you know it, some of you don't. I'm just going to simply read what I've got here in front of me. In the first major step back in reopening Nashville, the city will close bars for at least 2 weeks and tighten restrictions on restaurants and other businesses to combat the swelling outbreak of the coronavirus. Restaurants, gyms, barbershops, and other high-touch businesses will return to operating at 50% of their normal capacity. Retail stores are limited to 75% capacity. Gatherings are capped at 25 people. The planned downtown Independence Day fireworks display is now canceled. Mayor John Cooper singled out bars as an infection risk in the city, saying they were the source of a record number of clusters of new cases this week. Dr. Alex Jahangir, and I hope I've said this right, I don't think I have, who is head of the city's coronavirus task force, said public health workers first detected a trend of bar-related infections last weekend and have since traced at least 30 new infections of Nashville residents across 10 different bars. So, Terry, we are back to phase two.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Nashville ever really left phase two. Most of the surrounding counties are a little more open than Davidson County has been throughout the last month or so. So, but yet, a step backwards.
No question about it. I'm going to read again. I've gotten so good at reading. There is a long, and I mean really long, story that Adam Sparks has put out as of about an hour ago on the Tennessean's website. I'm not going to try to read the whole thing. It's just this side of War and Peace. It is really long. But it's entitled, Vanderbilt Football Player Expelled for Sexual Assault Was Allowed Back on Campus around his accuser. Now, here's a little bit of the beginning of the story, and then if you'd like to take it and go with it, just simply go on the Tennesseans website. A Vanderbilt football player expelled from the university during the 2018 season after being found responsible for sexual assault by a school Title IX investigation continued to have access to football facilities and activities that placed him in proximity of his accuser for months. His accuser, a female student equipment manager, said she was moved to a different building while working so the player could work out for NFL scouts during the 2019 Pro Day activities months after his expulsion. University documents and emails from Vanderbilt administrators obtained by the Tennessean show that linebacker Charles Wright, who is now 24, was expelled October the 25th of 2018, but remained on campus and on the roster during an appeals process that extended beyond the season and his scheduled graduation. He was found responsible for violating Vanderbilt's sexual misconduct policy, but he was not criminally charged with sexual assault because of insufficient evidence. This according to a summary of findings by Nashville District Attorney Michael Bottoms. This was obtained from a Freedom of Information Act requested by the Tennessean. Terry, I don't think we have heard the end of this.
No, that's one that doesn't sound like it's going away. You know, and Vanderbilt may very well be in some serious doo-doo, shall we say.
Right, and this comes, first of all, on the heels of an awful case. What was it, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Something like that. Yeah, it was
at the tail end unveiled of the James Franklin stuff.
Yes.
And now this, right as the new chancellor takes over, I think effective yesterday. So, it's not good.
No, definitely not.
Here's one that I think has caught a lot of people by surprise. Texas A&M football placed on probation for a year, and Coach Jimbo Fisher given a six-month show cause order after he and the program were found to have violated NCAA recruiting and athletic-related activity rules. The findings released today stemmed from violations between January of 2018 and February of 2019, including an instance in which Fisher and an assistant coach had impermissible contact with a recruit. As part of the negotiated resolution, the school had to end recruitment of the recruit in question. The NCAA did not name the assistant coach, but Texas A&M did, and they later identified him as former Tennessee football player and now assistant coach Jay Graham. Fisher, who was found to have, quote, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance and did not demonstrate that he monitored his staff, was forced to serve a 9-day ban on phone calls. Imagine that. Can't use the phone for 9 days. Emails and texts with prospects in January.
Wow.
That one caught people off guard a little bit.
I think so, absolutely.
Got any news from you? Jack, you've been to A&M, haven't you?
I have a couple times. That's surprising to me. But at the same time, in a big-time program like that, you see allegations like those pop up every now and then. So it's not shocking, but it is a little surprising.
Yeah. What's going to a football game at A&M like?
Oh, it's awesome. The culture down there is just so much different than anywhere else you go in the SEC. The 100,000-plus that they pack in that stadium are really loud. It's probably the loudest environment I've been in other than LSU in Baton Rouge at night. It's a special place.
Terry.
Yes.
Rob Manfred continues his tour of putting his foot in his mouth.
Oh, lovely. What's he done now?
Well, he went on the Dan Patrick show yesterday basically saying, quote, the reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games no matter how the negotiations with the players went. Well, you can take this one to the bank. When they file their grievance, that'll be in there.
Yeah. Let me just say this.
Yeah, and by the way, there's more.
Okay. Go ahead, finish up, then I'll make my comment.
Today, he sort of went a little farther on this, saying it will be lucky to get the 60 games in. Let me see if I can find. With everything being shut down, the reality is that we're going to be lucky if we get 60 games now, given the course of the virus.
Well, whose fault is that? You know, for I mean, they could have already been playing by now.
Well, you know? You certainly have a good point.
Well, and here's the other thing. I'm telling you, Rob Manfred is coming off as looking more and more incompetent every time he has a press conference or every time he makes some sort of comment. Part of the next negotiations might include his ouster.
Get him the hell out of here.
Yeah, that might be part. That might be part of the negotiation process.
Well, I'll say this: I started to really lose a lot of the good feeling on him on the whole getting rid of the 40 minor league teams. I just think that's a stupid course of action. I don't get it.
Oh, I don't either. I mean, it makes really no sense whatsoever. And, you know, I think you brought this up either yesterday or maybe it was Tuesday when you said that, you know, that minor league baseball is the lifeblood of a lot of these little small towns in the summertime. You know, places like up in East Tennessee, like Johnson City and places like that, you know, it's the lifeblood of what they do in the summer, in the summertime when, you know, there's no football or anything like that going on.
Yeah, I just don't get it. And if you ever see the movie Bull Durham, Jack, which I know you have seen numerous times.
That would be correct.
July 4th is a biggie.
Yes, yeah, it sure is. And I'm with Perry on the minor league, the whole minor league dilemma where they cut all the teams. If you're going to put two teams of unsigned free agents to play against each other in a minor league ballpark, I don't understand why it's so far off to not even have any minor league baseball at all. It makes zero sense to me.
Yeah. By the way, Jack, guess what was on last night?
I'm guessing Bull Durham.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's a good one.
In honor of that, we may get a little bit of twist and shout later. Now, here's one that I cannot believe. Cubs left-hander Jose Quintana. Have you all heard this story?
No.
I have not.
He needed surgery to repair a laceration he suffered washing dishes.
Off-season baseball injuries are so crazy. Whether you fall out of bed and tear up your shoulder or slip in the shower and tear up your knee, there's always one of those stories in off-season, isn't it?
Terry, are we dying over there? What's going on?
I'm good. Just a little bit of a tickle there.
Yeah, it sounded like you might not. Yes, thank you. Sounded like you might not make it.
No, I'm good. I was just a little choked up over the dishwashing injury.
Okay, I'll go on just a little bit. The team said the 31-year-old was injured at his home in Miami, suffering a laceration on his left thumb that required 5 stitches. The procedure identified a lacerated digital sensory nerve in his left thumb. Now, let me say this. I know how to do dishes, wash dishes. Not that I'm, you know, Big Susie homemaker here. How the hell do you do this?
Good question.
It's a fair question.
I don't understand it either. Maybe there's a big steak knife or something that got him. it's one of those really unlikely injuries that pop up in the offseason. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
Okay, well, first of all, if you do this, do you have to pick up the phone, call the general manager, and just say, listen, I have suffered a laceration. Oh, that's terrible. How did it happen? Well, I was washing dishes. I mean, how does that work when you tell them that?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Could it not be a lie?
Well, you do wonder.
Maybe he doesn't
want to
talk about his knife fighting or something.
I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but washing dishes, holy cow. And two final heartwarming stories in our update. Terry, are you ready?
Yes.
Boise State University has eliminated baseball, swimming, and diving.
That's not good news.
No. And my fear is there is more of this coming.
You may be right.
And this final heartwarming story involving Redskins owner Daniel Snyder, who oftentimes in shows I have done in the past has been referred to as Little Small Stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard you referred it to him that way before.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. It appears that what Little Small Stuff wants to do is get his team out of that FedEx Stadium, which is in Virginia. Now, Terry, I have not been there. I think you have been.
I have been.
They describe it as rapidly aging. Is that true?
It was not a bad place when I was there. It was kind of sterile, not what you would expect of a franchise like the Redskins, who've had a seriously loyal following for decades, and even through a lot of the lean years that we've seen since Mr. Snyder has owned the team.
The deal is that the old RFK Stadium site, that campus area, is up for sale. He wants to move there, but he's basically being told that there is no path through local authorities for him to get that piece of property unless he changes the name.
Imagine that.
What do you think? Because he's been sort of the last of the Mohicans. He's been the one to say, I'm not changing no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand that some people, you know, we live in a politically correct, crazy time where any and everything that is, you know, remotely can offend someone is being carved up and kicked to the curb. And I understand that to a degree. But, you know, to my way of thinking, and maybe I'm a little bit old school and a little bit curmudgeon-y at this juncture of my life, but when somebody says the Redskins, I think of a football team. I don't think of anything that is offensive or anything like that. Maybe other people are different. But, you know, my way of thinking, the Washington Redskins have always been the Washington Redskins football team. They're, you know, they have a Native American logo, obviously, on the side of their helmet. You know, I'm just saying, it doesn't bother me, but I'm sure other people, you know, who are more easily offended than I am are bothered by it.
So, Jack, let me ask this question. If the Redskins go away, what about the Atlanta Braves and the Cleveland Indians?
And they would have City Chiefs to follow, right? When you set a precedent like that, when you decide that you want to, or that you are forcing a team to change their name, I would assume it's kind of like it would take a snowball effect where other teams like the Braves, like the Florida State Seminoles possibly, the Cleveland Indians, those would follow pretty soon after, right?
Well, you would kind of think so. Terry, I mean, this could be the end not only of Chief Nakahoma, but of Chief Wahoo.
Yeah. I mean, well, both of those have pretty much been mothballed by their respective teams. You know, the Indians took Chief Wahoo off their hat 2 or 3 years ago, replaced it with that Red Sea, and the Braves haven't used Chief Nakahoma in years.
Do you know why that is?
Political correctness. I'm
no,
sure.
Oh no, no. Too many Boozolas. Apparently, the good chief was busy imbibing while the Braves were rallying.
Hey, some of those Braves teams the old chief was cheering for would drive anyone to drink.
Oh, my God. No kidding. Yes.
You know, the sight of Pat Rocket and Biff Pocaroba and Junior Moore with bats in their hands would drive anyone to drink.
Here's the bottom line, Terry. If the 88 Braves don't turn you into an alcoholic, you're going to be fine. Okay. That's the end of our update. Award-winning as it may have been. After the break, we're going to talk with Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith. Let me say up front that the interview was taped before it got out that at least somebody within their traveling party has tested positive for the coronavirus. And so they didn't make the trip down to Orlando yesterday. I'm guessing they're going today, although I have no proof of that. Either way, we'll go to our first break. 2:24 is the time. You're listening to WNSR.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. We're making backyards everywhere the best place to be this holiday, and we're starting from the ground up. Get 5 bags of premium mulch for $10. And for a finishing touch, get select annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $10. This year, we're home for the 4th. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8 in-store only. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
As promised earlier, we're joined by Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith. His team is on its way down to Orlando for the MLS tournament that will begin a week from tomorrow, July the 8th. Gary, thank you for taking the time.
Oh, absolutely. Pleased to be on.
How confident are you that MLS can pull this off?
Well, this is not an easy tournament to put together, and I think we've seen in the build-up to this that there were one or two roadblocks that the MLS organisation had to try and get through. But I have to be honest, from what I can see, and of course we're not down in Orlando yet, but from a distance, the planning and the preparations for this have been very, very good. And when you look at the overall structure of how the tournament is going to work, I would expect that most teams are very, very excited not only to be back playing again, but to be in this World Cup style tournament, playing for points. You know, all the excitement you could really want from any game.
Gary, don't you think this will help grow MLS to a group of fans that maybe have never seen a soccer contest before, but they're starved for sports, and you're the first one out of the gate?
Well, I think that's probably part of the plan for MLS. The teams are really looking more so at preparing their groups and making sure that the product on the field is as exciting and competitive as can be. And as I just said, the tournament itself, I think, presents a format that each and every team will, you know, certainly, you know, be very excited about. And if you look at some of the circumstances we go into, yes, we've been on a prolonged period out of any competition, but I think that in itself presents a lot of appetite for the players. They'll be very, very keen to get going again. And I know everyone that I speak to, you know, we've spent far too long, obviously, trying to get through these difficult times. And, you know, the emphasis is very firmly on preparing and being ready for what we all hope will be a very good tournament.
Gary, let me apologize on the front end. This is a goofy question, but in looking at the schedule, essentially, there are 6 days between every match that you will play. Kind of tell listeners, what will you all do during that downtime?
Well, this tournament style is very different, obviously, to anything else that we might normally encounter in a season. And I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that, you know, this is different to any format that I've been involved in before, certainly, you know, in such an important period. The first three group games also count for points in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, there's plenty to play for, as I've said. So the downtime will very much be covered by immediately after the game, looking at the right sort of recovery tools, you know, the athletic training department, our sports science department will be doing their very utmost to support the players that have taken the brunt of the minutes and get them back into the right frame of mind and getting their bodies back into a world that feels more normal to train again. And then pretty much beyond that next 24 hours, we'd be looking at the next 3 days to really get ourselves prepared for the next opponent. So there'll be video that we're watching, the practical work in training will give us the opportunity to put a plan in place to play our next opponent. And then the final day or two, we're really looking at making sure the players are as sharp and as fresh and as ready as we possibly can be. You know, probably focusing a little bit more on some of the creative and finishing elements of the game and some of the set pieces so that we're ready at both ends of the field to try and be as productive as we can. So it breaks down quite nicely. I think we have maybe a day, 24 hours or slightly more than most of the other teams, and we'll certainly be using that as wisely as we can.
Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith is on the line with us as his team gets ready to take off toward Orlando in the MLS tournament. Gary, it's a weird deal that none of us have ever dealt with before. It's made even more bizarre by the fact this is a brand new franchise. You had a great home opener as far as the crowd. What's fair to expect out of this team? What are you hoping to see down there?
Well, I certainly feel as though the first couple of games that we were involved in offered some really nice foundational elements to the group. The points on the board and maybe some of the goal scoring qualities of the group were not on display. But I think for anyone that's listening or watch the group, I think they'll be certainly supportive in what I'm saying, that you know the side showed some very good character and some very good qualities with the ball. We showed some excellent qualities without the ball. And as I said, maybe just fell a little bit short in front of goal. The challenge for us and for every team is going to be, how much of that team understanding and relationships have been retained, and over the last two or three weeks since we've got ourselves back working again, it's been easy to see that the guys are still in a good place. They have worked very, very hard physically over the last two or three weeks, so we'll go down to Orlando in good physical condition. And I think ultimately using and making sure that you know, the 11v11 games that we've been able to be involved in the build-up to this really give us a nice foundation and benchmark to work on from and towards that opener against Chicago. But listen, there'll still be some surprises. There's no doubt about that. It'll be a challenging affair for all. And my expectation is, whilst the opening games, I'm sure, will be fiercely competed, I think you'll find that the games in the tournament will get better and better as this Orlando tournament moves on.
Give me a little bit of scouting report on Chicago.
Well, Chicago had a lot of changes in the off season. You know, some of their big players and big earners left the organization, as did the coach. So they've got a new philosophy around the group, and the players that they've brought in are certainly talented. We ran into them in pre-season and fell short when we played against them and lost 3-1. And it was one of those occasions that I think gave everyone a little bit of a kick up the backside, certainly at the point at which we lost. They're a talented group. Watching their first two games, I think it gives us a little bit of an idea of what they're about and their thought process in how the game wants and needs to be played by them. They've got some creative talent in the group that, if given the opportunity, can be very damaging. They took a point out of their first two games, but both of their performances were very, very competitive in two really difficult arenas away from home against Seattle and New England. And I expect in this opening game a really, really tight game, a tight affair, two teams that are more than capable of taking the points and the victory. They'll certainly feel as though that preseason game was maybe a little bit of a one-up over us. And I would hope our guys are feeling as though they need to get themselves back on track and put the record straight.
Gary, last thing for you. When the tournament is over, what do you think happens after that?
Well, looking at the way things are developing with the COVID virus, and I think we've all got a bit of an eye on that and then glancing towards the numbers that are starting to tick up again in certain areas, you know, I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of people again in saying that we all hope that this virus can be brought under control, and it gives not only MLS and the soccer world a chance to push on with the season, but all of the other sports that are getting ready and preparing for what they hope to be, you know, an exciting season of their own. In terms of a schedule, there have been a couple of things that have been sort of floated out into the media or around the soccer world. You know, some form of home and away, interconference style schedule to maybe try and round out some of the fixtures that have already been played. And I think everyone's hope is that there's a number of games that we can get our teeth into and you know, really focus on in that final push towards maybe November, December. It will give everyone the opportunity to finish the year on maybe a more buoyant note and certainly feel as though the season and the campaign's been worthwhile. But I think also, I think there'll be a lot of people hoping, fans and of course everyone involved with every franchise around the country, that we can continue the good work that we've seen in this Orlando tournament and the way it's been prepared. And of course, the games that are played down there. If it was to be halted after the Orlando tournament, I think there'd be you know, a real disappointment throughout soccer and, of course, the fan base around the U.S.
Gary, can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us. Safe travels to you and the team, and best of luck down there.
Thank you very much indeed. We're looking forward to it, and we certainly hope we can make the tournament worthwhile.
Okay, that's Gary Smith, head coach from Nashville SC. Jack, let me start with you on this. They play, or they're scheduled to play, next Wednesday night at 9:30 Nashville time. I know that for me, that will be not necessarily the first thing that's come back from sports, but pretty darn close. Do you think soccer gets a big spike in television audience for this tournament because they are sort of the first one back?
Yeah, I do. And I'll put it this way. With NASCAR having such a spike in their ratings, I don't see why the MLS couldn't. I think it's very big for soccer. This is a very big month for that sport, with everything else kind of on their way back, not fully back, not regular season ready yet, or playoff ready for some sports. So I don't see how it couldn't spike.
Well, let me take it a step farther. With that in mind, do you make sort of a special, okay, I need to see this, or I've got to see this, where for the most part, maybe you wouldn't?
Well, maybe, yeah. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not really crazy about soccer, but with Nashville having a team now and it being one of the only live sporting events on, I'm definitely going to find myself sitting and watching most of these games.
Terry, I went to their opener when they drew the 59,000 here and really enjoyed what I saw. And I guess I've kind of made a little bit of a mental note. Okay, next Wednesday night, 9:30, I'm going to watch it. You know, I think I'm probably going to watch more soccer just by default than if any, you know, any other reason. What about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, what really, you know, was unfortunate for Nashville SC is the fact that they drew the 59,000 for that first game, and then the coronavirus hit and everything was cut off, so they really didn't have a chance to build on that momentum. I think, you know, by being one of the first sports back, they probably will have a little bit of an increase in their audience. And I think, too, you're probably going to find a lot of people who are loyal to Nashville, who've lived here for a while, that, and maybe they're not the biggest soccer fans, but they might jump onto this sort of like they did the Predators, you know, where if the Predators are playing, they'll watch it and they'll be excited and into it, but they wouldn't necessarily watch the New York Islanders and Minnesota Wild tangle where they have no rooting interest.
It's a really good point. By the way, in the scheduling of this tournament, Nashville will play on the 8th, the 14th, which is a Tuesday, and then the 20th, which is a Monday. So With that in mind, let's go to the break. 2:43 is the time, and when we come back, I'm going to get into the State of the Union a little bit, and then during the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to want you all to react to it and sort of take over. You're listening to WNSR.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at LynchTreeService.com.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Follow George Plaster on Twitter at @GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
2:47, and here are the facts. It was 16 weeks ago today, 16 weeks ago, that the SEC and most of the other big conferences did away with their postseason basketball tournaments. If you remember, the SEC played on a Wednesday night, They played a couple of games. Vandy was one of those. And Thursday never happened. So 16 weeks ago. And now all of a sudden we're talking about various leagues coming back. We've got MLS soccer beginning their tournament next Wednesday. Major League Baseball, in theory, the 23rd or the 24th of July. The NBA supposedly coming back on July the 30th. The NHL, which has never put out a date for return, we all think on or around August 1. So, on paper, the sports fan in me is like, hell yeah, we're finally going to get some games. But there is this nagging doubt in my mind right now that outside of soccer, which I think is going to make it from the beginning of the tournament until the end, there is a little piece of my brain saying, who's kidding who? Nobody is going to finish. They may all start. I doubt they all start. I really have serious doubts about college football and whether it even starts. But there's a part of me, a little tiny piece of my brain, saying they're never going to finish. Terry, what about you?
Yeah, I got some wondering, you know, going on as well, and a lot of it has to do with football. I think colleges will try to play because so much of what every program, you know, under the collegiate umbrella is financed by football, that, you know, I don't think they can afford to take such a hit. And you're already seeing, you know, lots of schools around the country dropping and disbanding programs in the minor sports. You reported on that Boise State thing in the update. You know, I think the NFL seems bent on trying to play in some form or fashion. You know, the biggest question to me is, what are they going to do about fans in the stands? I have a feeling that there's not going to be any fans for quite a long time. And the other thing is, what happens if there's an outbreak? Do they have a plan for something other than just shutting everything down? And if they do, then they might be able to make it through to the end. But if not, then, you know, they're, you know, 5 or 6 cases on one team away from everything going right back to square one.
Jack, do you let this thought creep into your sports mind?
Yeah, it's really impossible not to. While I do think that most everyone will start and finish, it's very much in the realm of possibility that there's a month in the middle of the season where they have to shut it down and take some time off because maybe the second wave of this coronavirus comes back pretty strong. But I'm not sure. I'm still pretty optimistic that we're going to see football. The NFL and college football, there's just too much money to lose to not play. The NBA is a day-to-day case. You wake up feeling good one day, and the next day you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if the stars really want to do this. I don't know if they're going to get everyone on board. The MLB, I don't know. I'm not confident in their plan. I like that they're having a 60-game schedule and everything, but I don't think I trust Rob Manfred with a backup plan like I do Roger Goodell, like I do Adam Silver. That's me, but I do think we'll have sports start and finish. Just they may not end on time.
Well, in fairness to Manfred, who I think has been a village idiot throughout all of this, time's not on his side. I mean, there's a certain point where it can't go much farther. And by October 1, if they're going to have playoffs, they got to have them. So, in being fair to him, Jack, he doesn't really have the time that a Roger Goodell in the NFL might to kind of look and see.
And that's very fair, because Goodell gets to sit back, watch, observe, kind of take notes on how everyone else reopens, what they did right, what they do wrong. So he'll have an advantage just if you're pitting the commissioners against each other, but it's just, I don't know. Time, you're right, time is not on Manfred's side, and I think he could use all the time he could get, he could take, you know.
He might also ought to stay out of interview settings. I think it is, for him, has not made him look good at all. But anyway, this is a little of what I'm going to want to get into with a lot of you all during the 3 o'clock hour. We'll go to our final break of this hour and then come back here on WNSR.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Bart Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball.
So we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio. Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Blaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
During the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to want you all out there participating. I know a lot of you are driving home early. I can look out on the highways and byways and see you. And I'm going to want you to kind of get into this whole thing that I have now conjured up in my head, because this has really kind of come in the last couple, 3 days where it has hit me. Whether I'm right or wrong, here's my theory. All of the leagues that are getting ready to start, they'll probably all get underway. I do wonder about the NBA, but that's neither here nor there for now. But I have got this awful feeling that outside of soccer, that none of them may end up finishing. I want to see where you are on that. 844-5600 is our number, because I've got both Jack and Terry on the line. I've got two lines open. During the break, I wish you'd jump in, hit one of those, and let's talk some sports. The 3 o'clock hour is coming up.